This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjial, said that the EVMs and VVPATs used in the polling have been sealed inside strong rooms under a three-layer security system. He said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the credit guarantee scheme for exporters approved by the Union Cabinet yesterday will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations, and will help India become a self-reliant nation. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi lauded the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet. He added that the Export Promotion Mission will improve export competitiveness, help MSMEs, first-time exporters and sectors that are labor-intensive. Mr. Modi mentioned that Export Promotion Mission brings together key stakeholders to build a mechanism that is outcome-based and effective. President Draupadi Murmu today witnessed a symbolic handover of cheetahs by Botswana for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. Botswana President Duma Boko was also present at this event at a nature reserve near Gaborone. The captured cheetahs, originally from Ghanzi, were released into a quarantine facility by experts from India and Botswana at the Mokolodai Nature Reserve. This marks a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. Our correspondent covering this visit of President Murmu has more on the significance of sourcing cheetahs from Botswana.
Botswana is a suitable choice for this next phase of Project Cheetah, as it remains one of the strongholds of the global cheetah population. Along with neighboring Namibia, Botswana supports over half of Southern Africa's cheetahs, playing a crucial role in the species' long-term survival and genetic health. India's decision to source cheetahs from Botswana after Namibia and South Africa earlier stems from the objective of enhancing genetic diversity among the founder population already established in India. Introducing individuals from a wider genetic base will strengthen the long-term viability of the reintroduced population and contribute to the project's scientific and conservation goals. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
The National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, issued a show-cause notice to Al Falah University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The notice stated that the Al Falah University is neither accredited nor volunteered for Cycle 1 for assessment and accreditation, as has been publicly displayed on their website. The NAAC has sought an explanation and directed the university to remove the NAAC accreditation details from its website and any other publicly available or distributed documents. The university is reportedly under scanner in connection with the Delhi blast case. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal today announced that it will deliver its verdict in the Crimes Against Humanity case against ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her former top aides on Monday, November 17. The date was set by a three-member judicial panel of Tribunal 1, headed by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtuza Mojumdar, with Justice Mohammad Shaiful Alam Mahmood and Justice Mohitul Haq Inam Chaudhary serving as members. And that is the end of this news bulletin.